The next thing are just simple constants that you might find useful. These are accessed with the third function of the clear entry function.
Third constant.
And this is a triple layered command, actually, because it then requires you to enter another button. And the constant buttons don't really relate to the buttons that they're over top of. For example, if I press the sine button here, as in the sine of the angle, it will give the constant for the speed of light. So it's not necessarily related, but we'll do that anyway.
Speed of light, zero.
It didn't do it properly.
Repeat, zero.
Let's do it again.
Third, constant, speed of light, 2997924588.
Maybe we were too slow, but in any case, it has 8 constants, including universal gravitation, speed of light, electron charge, various constants that you would use all the time in various physics and other science, as well as math. Now, pi, of course, I guess is considered another constant, but it is not accessed in the same way. It's accessed using the third function of divide.
Third pi, 3.14159265.4.
And we, of course, demonstrated that already. Some other things this can do. This can do scientific notation.
Clear entry, zero.
We'll clear the entry. Now, usually what happens is, in decimal, well, in floating point decimal mode, which is the default, it will allow the decimal point to move around, and it won't worry about the exponents, unless the number is outside of a certain range. So, for example, if we were to enter a million, then it would display properly, whereas scientific notation, of course, would display one exponent, which means times 10 to the power of 6, instead of displaying 1 million. So that can be very useful for different situations. Now, of course, if your number is out of the normal range that it can display, then regardless of the mode, it will display in scientific notation. So, for example, the maximum number that you can enter as a factorial is 69, and that will give a huge number. So we'll do that now.
69.
And I'll press third, and it's the third function of the log 10, the log base 10 key.
Third.
So I'll press this. Notice it actually takes a little bit of time to calculate. This is probably the longest you will ever wait for your calculator.
Factorial. 1.71122452 exponent 98.
And we'll try pressing the reciprocal.
Reciprocal 5.84376851 exponent minus 99.
So it's very similar, of course.
Clear entry, zero.
So and as you can see, it hasn't converted to scientific notation yet. Now, you can also, above the 7 key and to the left of the parentheses, is the exponent key for scientific notation. I can enter 1.
1.
The exponent key.
Exponent.
6.
6 equals 1, 6.
And it didn't do it properly.
1. Exponent.
It usually doesn't do this, 6. Actually, but on occasion, you will find that it messes up on various things that you enter. And I'm not quite sure why, whether it was a fault in the programming.
Equals 100000.
Now, because we turned off the calculator, it has forgotten that we sent it or set it to speak full
exit
numbers.
But
we'll quickly
exit speech mode menu.
Do that now in the way that we described earlier. We'll press repeat.
Repeat 1,000,000.
And 1,000,000. Now, if I press the third function of the number 6 key,
third scientific 1 exponent 0 6,
then it will always report numbers in that way. So, for example, if I want to find the speed of light now, press a third clear entry sign.
Third constant speed of light 2.9979245 8 exponent 0 8.
Now, of course, another useful thing for scientific notation is that you may not want to hear all of the decimals, and you're very much in luck because you can fix a certain number of decimal places. I'm actually getting used to this calculator from the Braille Notes calculator, and I got used to that calculator from the Braille Lights calculator. So in those calculators, you are dealing with precision. But this is slightly different because it will fix the a certain number of places after the decimal, even if they're zeros. So if we press the second function of clear entry,
second, six,
and then we're able to enter a number from 0 to 9, 0 resulting in the fact that we would have no digits after the decimal, or you can enter the decimal point, which means that it will automatically determine the best setting here. So we'll enter 2.
2.300 exponent 0.8.
And it displays it as that. But it is important to note that the display will show up to 10 digits and 2 digits for the exponent, whereas the internal memory will actually retain up to 12 digits. So it will retain more accuracy than the display will show. So, for example, this is, of course,
3.00 exponent 0.
This is only displaying 3 significant digits. If I wanted to square this, for example, then it would
square 8.99 exponent 1.6.
You can tell it hasn't just stored what you saw on the display. It has stored more than that. We will also, the calculator also has engineering notation, which is useful as well.
Second.
But we will switch
third,
back to decimal, or to floating decimal rather.
Clear entry 0.00.
We'll turn off fixed decimal.
Second fix.
And to do that, we'll enter point.
Point.
And that'll turn it off. Some other things this can do. This allows you to change between number bases. So, for example, I will set it to, it's on the decimal base right now. We'll set it to hexadecimal. To do that, it's the third function of the left parenthesis.
Third, hex, zero.
And it's changed to hex, as it calls it. Now, it has changed the command slightly. You can't use the reciprocal, square, or square root functions in this mode. Square root, you can, of course, use the exponent, power functions, and you cannot use scientific notation. This isn't, of course, a mode you would generally work in. Now, these commands that you can't use have been replaced with the A, B, C, D, E, and F. So there is one row of buttons separating the numbers from these letters. So if we wanted to enter, say, 7, F,
F,
and then press equals,
equals 7F,
then that's the number that it's in the display. We'll enter
plus.
We'll enter plus A.
A equals 8, 9.
And we'll enter plus B.
B equals 9, 4.
So you see it does
minus 7 equals 8 D.
So it definitely does evaluate properly. Another thing you can do is we'll enter
3F equals 3F.
And we'll now use the command to convert back to decimal.
Third decimal 63.
Which is the third function of the exponent key to the left of the hexadecimal. We can change it to octal.
Third octal 77.
And finally, we can change it to binary.
Third binary 1111111.
And that's an interesting thing to play around with, binary, because you have the five logical functions.
Clear entry 0.
We'll demonstrate the AND function here. We'll go into
enter
the
learning mode. AND, third, OR, third, XOR, third, XNOR, third, NOT.
So those are the five Boolean logic functions that you can do. We'll enter something to demonstrate this. Let's see. We're still in. When you press the other keys, because of course binary only accepts 0 and 1, it makes a beeping sound to show you that those buttons are not available at this time. We'll enter
1101 store.
Oh, wait. No, we don't want to store.
Clear entry 0.
It's actually the third function of store.
1101 third and 1011 equals 1001.
And that's the correct value, of course.
Clear entry 0.
I'm showing you this in the binary system because that's where it makes the most amount of sense, rather than the decimal
third
system,
decimal
which we'll
zero
switch back to. So I think that that's basically all the information about this that I'm going to show you. I hope that this review has been somewhat useful. We'll turn the power off.
Power off.
Now, and you heard it. You heard the speaker clicking. I hope that that was informative, and if you should have any questions, please feel free to contact me at the email address that I will provide at the end. If you want to obtain more information about this calculator, there isn't a lot of information, incidentally, on the manufacturer's website, which is orbitresearch.com. I shall spell that now, orbitresearch.com. There is more information on other websites, and I'm not sure even whether you can buy it on the consumer website, even. So I seem to remember perhaps the American Printing House sells this. I can't be quite certain at this point. However, one thing that might, if you're considering this calculator, one thing that might be of some use is to receive the manual, and I do have a copy of that as an e-text. You can get either the text, the Microsoft Word, or the PDF, and that actually was supplied with the unit on a floppy disk. So if you wish to obtain the manual, I'm not sure whether you can obtain it on the internet at those sites that I mentioned, but please feel free to contact me and ask me to send you a copy of the manual if you'd like to look it over. The manual does include a table, which is not actually formatted as a table, but should be, of the functions categorized by keystroke on the calculator, because that's something that could be of a general reference, and you might find it helpful to make your own smaller table of all of the keys, and then another one of the second and third functions, because really it's a lot of commands to take in at a given time. At any rate, my email address for you to send to is graham.hardy@gmail.com. graham.hardy@gmail.com. Thank you very much for listening, and I hope that I shall be doing another review in the future.